Well, it has been an international break. It felt to go on for a very long time, but by this point now, you need to start thinking of your fantasy football team because it all returns this weekend. It's a weekend heavily loaded into games on the Saturday, then with one on the Sunday and one on the Monday. Let's find out though what we need to talk about with it fantasy football-wise. We're joined by Joe from fantasyfootballscout.co.uk. Joe, welcome.
Hey, good afternoon.
With the way that we start this now, let's have a reminder of the last game week, which does feel like months ago.
Yes, it was a very long time ago. I mean, I think one of the key things we learned was around the captaincy. So we learned that Salah at Liverpool is actually a really good captain choice. So he scored a brace against West Ham that brought in 15 points. But that's his fourth double-digit Fantasy Premier League points haul of the season. And he's got a nice run of games coming up. Got Southampton at home this weekend, and trips to Stoke, Brighton, Bournemouth, and home games against Everton and West Brom. That's all before Christmas. So if you're looking for a captain over certain game weeks over the coming month or so, he looks the man. And we need that because another lesson we learned is that Harry Kane's Wembley curse is continuing. So we thought it was great because he'd scored a brace against Liverpool. Then Crystal Palace came, you expected him to do well. In fact, 1.4 million people who captained him expected him to do well, and he didn't. He did absolutely nothing. So, I mean, we love our Kane series here, because often he's obviously a very prolific striker, but he so often lets us down when we least expect it. And one of the latest theories that's knocking around is around possession data. So he failed to score against Palace. He's also failed to score at Wembley against Burnley and Swansea. Coincidentally, these are all the teams with the lowest possession away from home. Liverpool have one of the best possessions away from home. Guess what? He scored a brace against them. So, could be bad news for the next three home opponents of Spurs. So, they've got West Brom, Stoke and Brighton. All have very, very low possession stats away from home. So, in game week 13, when they play West Brom, 16 when they play Stoke, 17 when you're playing Brighton, those 1.4 million people may not be quite so many next time. So, I think that was the key thing. I think the lasting thing we should take from the last game week is around the captaincy. Look elsewhere other than Kane, perhaps.
Yeah, the captaincy this season has been a difficult one for the simple fact that there's not been a reliable week in, week out, make this player or maybe one or two other options captain, and you should be all right. It's all over the place this time.
Yeah, definitely. And annoyingly with Kane in particular, it's... You look at the fixture list and you see a really easy home game and you really want to captain your star player for that, and then he lets you down. So that's the tricky thing, really. What you want with a captain is you don't want them to do the unexpected. You want them to score against bad teams and flop against better teams when you probably haven't captained them anyway.
Fair enough. In terms of internationals, a lot of people watched the Ireland-Denmark game on Tuesday night. It was real heartbreak from an Ireland point of view, but we learnt a couple of things. Nicholas Bentner can actually score, and we also learnt, of course he's not in Fantasy Premier League, but we also learnt that somebody who is in Fantasy Premier League looked pretty sharp, Joe.
That's right, Christian Eriksen. That was a good... probably the highlight really of the international break, not if you're Irish, obviously, was Eriksen's hat-trick for Denmark. He's also said afterwards that he's looking to shoot more as well, so he's looking to improve that part of his game. That's good news, obviously. He plays for Tottenham, but recently, because of some injuries in midfield, Eriksen's taken a bit of a deeper role, really. So that attacking intent, those shots have really gone down in recent weeks. So early in the season, he was getting lots of attacking returns, less so towards the end. So what we need to be looking at is having a look at the Spurs injury list, making sure that the likes of Wanyama and Winks are there, and that should hopefully free Eriksen up to move further up the pitch and do what he did against Ireland. Another player, same match, but it's on the losing side, but he did score. It's Shane Duffy, and he's Brighton's centre-back. Now, he has got lots of good underlying stats to suggest that he's a really good option. He's only 4.5, but he's good for bonus points, clean sheets, and also possible goals for Brighton. So we saw what he can do at set pieces. He scored against Denmark. He's only owned by 2.2% owned, but he's top for clearances, 103. He's registered there, top for headed clearances, and 77 there. And aerial duels won, so aerial battles there. He's top there in the league as well. And that's why he's earned bonus on three occasions. So I think he's great value for 4.5, especially with Stoke coming to the Amex Stadium on Monday.
Just back to Christian Eriksen for a second. Are we not thinking he might have similar issues to Kane in a way, though, just with the whole fact of Wembley? We know that Kane doesn't necessarily do it there. Are we not seeing a general Tottenham issue there? I mean, in the next three games, they've got a couple of away games, but is that not something you would worry about for the entirety of the team?
Yeah, it is a worry, but as you said, they've got away games coming up, so that starts with Arsenal this weekend. They're away to Arsenal, so... but yeah, Spurs, as a rule, are not playing as well against these teams that are happy to concede possession. So that means they're not really able to break them down. Where Spurs are excelling is when they're against teams that want to attack them, that want to keep the ball. So they're good at getting the ball off them and moving the ball quickly up the field to score. When you've got this, these minnows, as we call them, really, so kind of lower teams, they're doing this great tactic, really, of just kind of soaking up the pressure. And they're doing that very well, particularly at Wembley. That's bad news for Kane. And it's not great news for the rest of them at all, although Eriksen and Ali have managed to pull a goal or two out at Wembley in those types of tough games. But, yeah, on the whole, I think with Eriksen, it's a wait and see, really. And it's more really about those midfielders. You don't want him being called back more into the centre of the park. You want him further forward.
And Joe, three players that you would definitely consider worthy of looking at this week. Who would you say?
Well, I've already mentioned him, Kane, so we put him down there, but he's away from home. So he's scored three braces on the road this season, so he's pretty handy away from home. He's also up against Arsenal. He likes to score against Arsenal. In fact, he has scored in all five of his league encounters with Arsenal, so he's yet to fail to find the net there. Another striker I'm going for three heavy hitting strikers as well. Another is Chelsea's Morata. Now, he's away to West Brom. Now, he's been transferred in by 120,000 FPL managers, and I think they're quite wise. So Morata tops the headed goals table. He scored four, and he collides with a Baggies defence, a West Brom defence, that is second only to Bournemouth in terms of conceding headed goal attempts. So that's an absolutely perfect match for Morata owners. He's good at scoring headed goals. West Brom are absolutely hopeless at keeping... Those types of players at bay. And the third player is another heavy-hitting striker. It's Lukaku. Now, he is owned by 47.7% of FPL managers, so he's not a player you can ignore. But he has he's in the middle, or hopefully coming to the end, of a seven-match goal-scoring drought for his club. So Newcastle come to Old Trafford. Now, we think that goal-scoring drought is going to end, and we think that he's going to do well. He's done well traditionally against weaker teams at Old Trafford, and he also has found the net three times while on international duty for Belgium. So it's not that he can't find the goal. He can, certainly for Belgium, and we think he's going to bounce back. So there's about 84,000 FPL managers have actually got rid of Lukaku since the last game week, and we think they're heading for some disappointment.
Well, if you want some more top tips for your fantasy football team, remember to follow these guys on Twitter at FFScout or head direct to fantasyfootballscout.co.uk. But for this week, Joe, thank you very much.
Thank you.